Well, hello everyone, and welcome to At The Mic with Doc Mike Finley. Yes, it's the bloke that's bored you to death with lasers and mathematics and God knows what. So anyway, here we go for my first attempt at a podcast. You'll have to forgive the Northern Stoke-on-Trent accent, if you can cope with it. Right, okay, so I hope you've got your plate of mince pies and a bottle of something slightly stronger than nitro-infused petroleum, because I know I'm going to need it. Well, it's time to introduce my friend and your friend, Admiral Peabody. Peabody. Admiral Peabody, wake up, you little bugger. Meow! Oh, you! Look, I'm not bleeding you, Edwards. Oh, you sound like you, Edwards. No, I don't sound... You, Edwards, is Welsh. I don't sound anything like you, Edwards, you idiot. Yeah. Anyway, why do you wake me up from my scrumptious dream? What? Dream. I was on the supercomputer. Eh? Yes, you know, your secret bookmarks menu with all your dirty stuff. Hey, I'm gonna secret bookmark dirty stuff, you idiot. Yeah, I've in that match folder. Yeah, that's not gonna fool the police when they kick the door in at bloody 3 AM. Bloody idiot. What are you going on about? Anyway, I found this link. It's called pornsomethinghunky.com. Oh, good grief. Bidge. And I typed in bidge. What? Bidge. What happened? Well, this video popped up of these two women, and they were kneeling in this kiddie's paddling pool. Oh, completely stark as they were. You wanted to see it, it was brilliant. Good grief. Yes. Anyway, they were rubbing some sort of lotion on each other's knockers. Peabody, this must be a Christmas show. I don't know what you're on about. Anyway, they were rubbing this lotion on, and then they put their hands under the water and started playing with each other. So, yeah, that's enough of that. Well, ain't that what they said? You wanted more of it, apparently. Yeah, all right, well, just leave it at that, I think, people. All right, let's get on with your podcast, then. What podcast? The one we agreed to for going postal. Oh, that nonsense. Wait a minute, isn't that run by that funny name guy? What's his name? Swedish Rob. Swedish Rob? You mean Swiss Bob? Yeah, why did you put his surname first? He must be mental or something. He isn't. It's not his real name anyway, you idiot. Yeah, sounds like he's on a parole register or something. Hey, maybe he's on the run, like from the mafia or something. Well, if he is, I know I'm going to have bumped off first. There'll be a lot of blooming feathers involved. Yeah, would as well. Yeah. Look, you just get on with it. You just answer the questions. Yeah. Hey, is it going to be like University Challenge? No. Hey. What, Peabods? Is it going to be like Mastermind? No. You bugger, I like them as well. Look, let's answer the questions. First question. How did you get involved with the great ship St. Catherine? Eh. Oh, Bamber Gascoigne would open with a much more complex one than that. Yeah. Just answer it. Well, I was flying alongside St. Catherine when a gust of wind blew me into her sails. Oh. Yes, I was following the trade winds. Luckily, a sail saved me and I slid all the way down onto the main deck. And then Hives, the ship's butler, came along and rescued me and took me into the main cabin. Oh, right, that was nice of him. Yes. He gave me some chocolate cake and some milk and some rum. Oh, that'd be rum. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh, yes.
How did you get the name Admiral Peabody?
Oh, that's easy. Magnus Magnusson would have said I started so Finnish. I'd be Finnish if you didn't answer. Now. Well, it was Peggy's idea.
Peggy's?
Peggy Lang, the ship's botchan. He also knitted me my first comforter blanket. Yes, well, that's nice. Yes, it's what made me decide to stay aboard St. Catherine.
Yes, I sort of became the ship's mascot.
Oh, okay. Did you bring him any luck?
No.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me, Peabody.
Yeah.
What were Christmases like aboard St. Catherine?
Oh, yes. Very nice. Yes. Hives and Chef Garçon, they strung all colour lanterns across the main deck. Yes. And Edna and Nell, they had their own Christmas tree.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. And I decorated our tree in the main cabin with some tinsel and some baubles and some fairy lights. Yes.
Oh, very nice, Peabody.
Yes. And also the best part was all the Christmas presents under the tree.
Did you have a favourite Christmas present?
Oh, yes. Many favourites. But I remember one, a remote-controlled teddy bear.
Really?
Yes. You press buttons, it would run round in circles and jump up and down and say silly things.
Eh?
Yes. Things like, May Chow had a little dog and it liked to have a chew. And then one day she chopped it up and put it in a stew.
You what?
Yes. Well, it's made in China. What do you expect? They've got funny culinary ideas, haven't they?
Yeah, I suppose so, Peabody.
Yes. I don't even know what I'm. And if you press the right buttons, you tell a dirty joke.
Eh?
It's supposed to be a children's toy. I mean, it didn't go children's on this one. It said something about two prostitutes walking down the street, and one of the prostitutes dropped her knickers. And then,
yeah, okay, that's enough of that.
No, that isn't what she said at all. No. Give it Peabody. Yeah. I mean, no. The best part was when the batteries ran low in it.
Eh?
The batteries ran down. He started talking like Mr. Tong.
Mr. Tong? You mean speaking in tongues?
No! Like Cousin Cedric Tong.
Oh, not him who owned that bloody painting and decorating shop.
Yes. Remember, he chased around his shop, you idiot.
Oh, God. Yeah.
He made you buy that roll of bloody wood chip wallpaper. Told you to get the blooming anti-glitter.
I didn't want to roll the wallpaper. He just wouldn't let me leave the shop until I bought something.
Yeah, well. Anyway. Yeah, hey, Cedric, if you're blooming this and you still owe me 5 shillings and 6 pence and change from taxi fare, eh? Well, we went Newmarket Racecourse. He said, put all your money and I put 10 bob at 10 to 1 on a bloody horse, frilly knickers.
Eh?
Frilly knickers.
Oh, God. The antics of the turf, Peabody.
Yeah. He bloody started off okay, and then the jockey whacked it one on its behind.
What?
Yeah, it was in forward gear going all right, and then it started running backwards. Bloody stupid device.
What are you on about?
It ran forwards, then it paused, and it looked like the jockey wanted to kill the bloody bugger.
God. Oh, no, Peabody.
Yes, Peabody. Oh, I don't know. He jumped off the jockey, did, and he ran off. And the horse looked like he wanted bumming.
This is ridiculous, Peabody.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the bloody jockey crossed the finish line before the bloody horse did.
It was 2:30 at Newmarket. I was a load of rubbish. Yeah. What happened with this blooming bear, anyway?
Well, one afternoon, Captain Black was out of his cabin, and he was in the kitchen talking to the chef.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, and a lit cigarette was lit in the ashtray.
Oh,
yes. It was smouldering away, so I picked the damn thing up, and I stuck it in the bear's gob.
What?
Yes, plugged the blooming thing in, and then I pressed the speak button. The damn thing started puffing away like it was a chain smoker. On 40 a day or something. Seemed to be enjoying itself.
Eh?
Yes. Anyway, It started running round and jumping up and down and puffing out all the smoke. Then it suddenly stopped. And then all of a sudden, flames shot out of its gob. What? And ears. Yeah. And its bum was on fire. It was really funny, actually. You should have seen it. What happened? Well, it started jumping up and down and its head fell off. Oh, yeah, and fire shot out through its neck. Luckily, hives came in and picked up the remnants and chucked it in the ocean. It's funny, really. It was chatting away about something about Terry Wogan's wig and Alex Salmon's tartan trousers. Yeah, well, that's a strange thing to talk about. Oh, it said many strange things. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, let's do a sing-song. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Where's my Hammond organ? Over there. Is it plugged in? Unfortunately, yes. All right, everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4. Would you like to smoke me cigarettes? Or would you like to smoke a packet of fangs? Smoking all the time is absolutely fine when you're smoking your cigarettes. Come on, everyone, join in. It's good fun. Get ready. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, I do like to smoke my cigarettes. Oh, I do like to smoke my cigarettes. At the bus stop, making everybody cough when I'm smoking my cigarettes. Hey, that's raised everybody's spirits, hasn't it?
You mean raise them into the ground?
No, they've raised a tumbler of scotch or something to celebrate my excellent singing. Hey, look, and have you know, I was voted top singer of the month by Birds Magazine.
Birds Magazine?
Well, Birds Monthly, it's up there with the title.
Sounds more like a soft porn magazine, Peabods.
No, mind you, it does have a good centrefold.
Really?
Oh, yes. Every month they put a top bird in there. For instance, last month, oh, you wanted sea plumage, huh? Yes, I could have stuck my beak in them feathers all night and day. Oh, yes.
All right, Michael Douglas, settle down.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What now?
Oh, here comes Edna.
Oh, thank God for that.
Wee-hick!
Hello, Edna. Have you been drinking?
What are you two naughty little men up to in this den of iniquity and debauchery?
It's not a den of iniquities and whatever. It's a gentleman's club.
That's right, Edna. It's the Hat and Shoe Gentleman's Club.
Ow, Edna. You got whacked by Edna. Ow, Edna, that is.
It's supposed to do, you naughty little man.
Ew.
And you behave yourself, you naughty little big man. I've watched you in my super high definition hick crystal ball hick.
Eh?
You drink and you smoke and you gamble and you play naughty videos on that club supercomputer.
Yes, as I said, it's a gentleman's club.
Well, we'll have hick less of it.
Anyway, Edna, what have you been up to in the ladies' tea room?
Well, Hives bought me and Nell a plate of mince pies and a box of Christmas crackers.
Well, that's nice.
And a bottle of scotch.
Good grief.
Oh, no, that's all we need is a drunken witch flying around the clubhouse.
Yeah, not good.
Edna,
what's that on the end of your broomstick?
Ooh. This is the world's greatest joke. Wee-hick.
Where'd you get that from?
Me and Nell, before Nell zonked out on the scotch, got it out of a Christmas cracker. Wee!
Well, go on, read it to us then. What does it say?
Ooh. Why couldn't the skeleton go to the Christmas party? Eek.
I don't know, Edna, why?
Because he had nobody to go with. Wee!
Oh, gold. It's a terrible joke.
Wee!
She'll be up before the bloody local beak in the morning with points on a broomstick license. Yeah. Oh, come on, let's move on. It's getting late and we'll be here till next Christmas and everyone's fallen asleep. Yeah, that's your fault, that is. That's my fault. Well, you bored the heck after everybody. Unlike me, I keep them entertained. Luke, what are we doing next? Oh, yeah, I remember. You want to do your magic tricks? Yes, all right. I do my mind-reading tricks. Okay, that should be good. Yes. Okay. Think of an object. Hey, and everyone at home, you can join in. Think of an object, any object you like, and I'll tell you what you're thinking of.
All right, Peabods, I'm thinking of something.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Edmund, it's coming. Oh, yeah, it's better. Oh, Peabod, that's blooming disgusting. Ew, well, you're going to go poo-poo, aren't you? I've got to clean your tray out now, you idiot. Oh, it's green. Yeah. It's that true birdseed I ate and binged on. And I ate the damn stuff along with cuttlefish. Oh, Peabod, cover it over. Oh, look at that. Them little seeds that I ate. Well, why did you eat the damn stuff? You know what it's like when you've had one too many.
One too many.
Hey, I knew this bloke who cut the corner onto his DFS arse rug and grilled it.
What?
Hey? Yeah, he whacked it under the grill with cheese. He had to pump his stomach for 3 hours. Idiot.
Oh, no. Just cover it over. Come on, let's get back to the mind-reading game.
I guess I know what everyone's thinking now.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Oh, my giddy aunt.
Yeah, your giddy aunt.
What would we do? I'm thinking of an object.
Yeah. Right. It's a 1975 Ford Capri Mark II.
Hey,
I knew it was coming up. Someone's thinking of it.
I don't believe Ford Capri. What are you getting on about?
Yeah. Well, somebody must be thinking about it.
Oh, blimey, Peabods. I was thinking of an apple.
Yeah, it's rubbish. Hey, hand me that pack of cards.
Oh. Here you go. Hold on a second. Right.
Give them me.
Here you go.
Right, I'm getting shuffled them. Here we go. Oh, yes.
Hey, who taught you to do that?
Beggars. Hey, he taught me how to cheat at poker. Pick a card. Any card you want.
I'll have that one.
No, you can't have that one.
Why not?
Because that one is my favourite.
Peabody, they're all face down.
Yeah, well, have that one.
Why?
Because it's looking at me funny.
Looking at me. Or I'll have that one. Right, I've got that card.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you what the card is.
All right, go on.
Peabody?
Ish? You're standing on me arm looking at the card.
Yeah, but what the hell else am I supposed to bloody know what the card is, you idiot? That's supposed to be the trick. I'm not blooming Davy Blaine, you know. Well, I'll go back to your perch, Peabody.
All right, little friend, let's wrap this show up. Everyone must be bored now.
Yeah, with you. You.
Yeah, all right. Here you are. I've bought you a Christmas prezi.
Oh, prezi. Prezi for me.
Yeah, here you go. Oh, do you want to help you unwrap it?
No, I always unwrap my own prezzies. Give it here. Oh, in a minute. Yes. In a minute. Oh, it's a comforter.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yes. It's soft.
Yeah, it's cashmere with your initials on.
Oh, yes. Hey, I'm going to give this a test drive later.
Should be nice.
I wasn't going to do this.
Huh?
But I'm going to give you a present as well.
Oh, go on then. go on, go on. All right, in a mim. Very. Don't tell Pope Neat. I'm good to open presents. Alright. Ooh. It's a box of trill seed. Yes. It's that crap I was eating the other night. You know, the crap that made me crap. No, it's a joke. I just thought it out might relieve your constipation. That's the thought that counts, Peabody. Anyway, can you open the box? All right, let me have a look. Come on, come on, all right. Oh, see? I do think of you. Yeah, it's a pair of socks. Yes. Oh, and they're long ones that I like for winter. Yes. And look closely. Look. All right, I'm looking. Oh, little owls. Little Peabody's. Oh, that's very nice, Peabody. Oh, they're lovely. Thank you, my little friend. Yes, see, I do think sometimes of you. I don't think much of you, but you don't again. Yeah, all right. Well, everyone, that's Doc Mike's first attempt at a podcast. Hey. What, Peabody's?
Hey, I haven't done me Christmas joke.
What Christmas joke? Hey, it better be clean.
Yeah, it will be clean. Right. What do you call a reindeer with one eye?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You bugger! Well, you have to ruin me joke. Oh, thank you. Ow, Peabody.
Merry Christmas, everyone, anyway.
Hey, you little sod.